ready. Here we go. I said I would say something about Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, if you're up before Alos, which we're getting there. See, the 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, they push it to 90, a lot of people. So if you're getting up before Alos, which we're getting there now for the people that are getting up 5 o'clock, it just creates more problems. Meaning, even according to the Rashba, he probably would have to wait till Alos, till the day starts, to make your Al-Matilos Yadoyim. And therefore, if you're not going to go to the bathroom again, according to the Rashba, you're not going to go to the bathroom again. So even according to the Rashba, the best thing to do, if you're not going to the bathroom again, if you're up before Alos, is to touch Mekomos Mechusa Shebaguf, or go to the bathroom, and then you'll make Hamletilus Yadoyim. Then you'll make Hamletilus Yadoyim, I'll say there HaBrachos when you start davening. But before Alos is even a bigger problem to make Hamletilus Yadoyim. Okay, Sif Beis. Yadaktik Laros Alein Mayim Shalosh Pomim, you need 3 times. Why 3 times? La'av Ruach Ra, Shashora Alein. That's the Ruach Ra. Yichutz Ma'atomim Anas Korn B'Sif Kotten Aleph, which is the Rosh. Yadayim Askona Yosein. And the Rashba. Griya Chadosha, and even according to the Rashba we said, it's probably hooks into Tfilah, Shatzorach Lidl Yodav L'Tfilah, Tzorach Lidl Gamishim Ruach Ra, Hashora L'Hayadayim, even though that's not Ma'akev, making a bracha or learning or davening, but it's another reason why, and that mechayev 3 times already. That it's a takonas chazal to do netilas yodoyim. Leros aleihem v'yitlim l'chatchila at perek hazroa until the wrist. But we know from Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av that the real ruach ra is still kishrei etzba also. Oh, he says v'imein lo mind they have kishrei etzba also. V'tzorach lifshot hakapos k'mishir otzol hakapol dovar. Make sure it goes throughout the hand. Don't clench your fist. Yagbiyim k'neged harosh. Gam tov lo diach piv. That's for health reasons, really. It has to do with really the losh and netilos yadayim. It's not so clear what the word netila means. So like su yadechem kodesh uvarchu es Hashem, so you lift up your hands somewhat. Water like drink goes down. I don't know if that's such a good idea when you have ruach ra water. Depends where you're washing, I guess. You have to be careful the water doesn't drip onto where people are going to walk. Shalosh pomim, afilu shochev harbe bapamecha donamoel, kihenu ruach olech ala b'sholosh pomim, dainu pamachas al yod yamin, v'chakach al yad smol. That's the way that Arizal says to do it. And Shalosh Pomim the Saragin, 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3. The Sefer Maaser Rav, cost of Arba Pomim, Shalosh Pomim Labrach Ra, for Revius Labra Mayim Shenitmu. I don't know how serious people take that. What do I mean by that? I think Yom Kippur, I'm not sure, Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av, I wash 4 times, Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av I don't. Even though the 4th time is Lahav Ruach Ra also, really. It's even more important, first of all, that Stam, they should do it. And also it's even more important because they're touching food. And that's already heavy stuff if you touch food with the Ruach Ra. As young as you can do it. You don't have to be so makbid if he sleeps during the day. Just sleeping at night for a little infant. Kinogim b'machol. They're touching their food. So maybe you should only be makbid once they start touching their food. I don't know. I mean, you could be makbid from the day they're born. Uvenegiyas akum b'machol and belina tilos v'dayimein lochosh. Uvamakabli tumo. This is all for Jews. So I heard the Begurku would say that the Bedats, when they give a hechsher, they line everybody up. And they make everybody, when it's not from people, they line everyone up and they make them wash negelvasa before they start working. when they produce food. Okay, Sif Gimel, another issue is not to touch the coffin. What? No, that's really not for him. Yeah, you shouldn't. Lo yigah biyado kodem nitzila lepeh v'lo lechotem v'lo loznayim v'lo leinayim. Mishnah Berurah says, "Minei haruach rosher al yadayim yichal hazik leilu hayvorim v'lo leinayim v'yesh lizor afilu al gabe einov mi bachutz emef shalom." It's a machlokes like achrayim. So Mishnah Berurah says yesh lizor. So even if your eyes are closed and you're touching your eyelid, you also should not do it. Okay, sif dalet afilu mishenot al yodov lo yimash mishpia tabaz tomid. That's in the anal area. Cause hemorrhoids, diarrhea, I don't know what. The reason it's here, it's because there's a list of things in the Gemara that Mishmash Hayod is Mazik. So many of the things it's talking about before Natilas Yodayim in the morning because of the Ruach Ra. Some of the things some Rishonim learn as the Shulchan Aruch Paskud is talking about even after Natilas Yodayim. That's what it's doing here.
These are not so hard.
What?
These are not things
in the Zohar. No. But these are in the Gemara, this list. The Zohar. Now, the Gemara says not to touch the Kovim with the Ruach Ra. The Zohar's point that's not in the Gemara is to get rid of that Ruach Ra as soon as possible. Not to be showing it on you, not to go Dalai Lama's without it, to do it. No, the Negel Vasa by the bed comes from the Zohar. The Kodim the Tilo Yesh Osrim, Miliga Bepiat Dabasa Filu Bemikre. Because it's a Nekev. The Chain La Amma Bemokam Anekev, Afilu Hunosui. As we saw in Seif Gimel, Seif Hey, Liga Begiga Sheikhar, the barrel of beer. Shemish Mashayod Matzvah Hashaykhar. It's talking about. This is talking already about without Natilas Yodayim. So the Gemara says Giga Sheikhar, but everybody assumes it means all foods. That's where the business with the food comes from. So if cotton your dollar in the Mishnah Berurah, matzah Hashecha, b'mnogah b'machal kom, shenot ul yodav, ain't lesser ha-machal al yedei zeh, you don't have to throw up the food. Avod ha-chatchil abob, yesh li zoher, shlo liga oz b'shum ma'achol. Yeah. B'mnogah b'oichel, yudichem ha-shalosh ba'amim. Not a joke. V'chein ain't lishtos, ashan taba, kodim until ha-shadoyim. I'll go out for a smoke. Okay, tezvav. Negel Vazor should start your day. Ain't tzarech revius nenatilas yodayim letfila. Mishnah Berurah. Ratzalomar tiyeved ain't ma'akev habracha u'mavarech al natilas yodayim. Just like we saw in Sif Aleph that mayim hapsulim nasa b'hemalocha nishtanu marehem meluchim sruchim we paskin that you make al natilas yodayim. So here also he's paskining that even without a revius you're making al natilas yodayim a bracha. Avad l'chadchila certainly told l'hak but she'e lo gam ken revius. K'mashe goes to b'siv sachar zeh. D'kei al gam al she'e lo revius. K'mashe goes to l'achronim. So l'maisa you can make the bracha even if you don't have a revius. It could be nagea if you're on a camping trip or whatever. Not enough water for everybody. This is not the ruach ra business. This is to make al natilas yodayim, which has nothing to do with the ruach ra. So you don't need a revius, but so the Mishnah Berurah explains it's only b'di'evan, not l'chadchila. Tov l'hakmed b'natila shadayim shachrif b'chol advarim ha'ma'akvim b'natila shadayim l'su'uda. U'miyu ainu ma'akev lo kli, lo koach. This is for nikiyas, this is not for ruach ra. Miyu ainu ma'akev lo kli, lo koach gavra, u'shor advarim ha'poslim b'natila sasuda. In other words, Sif Aleph was talking about a pagam, so to speak, in the water itself. Mayim Aluchim, Sruchim, Nasa Behem Alocha. That's where the Mechaber said, some hold you do not make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah said, we paskin, yes. Here, the Ramah is saying that these things are not ma'akev, and these are like side things, so to speak. Koach Gavra, how the water comes onto your hand. But again, this is to fulfill the din of the Rosh and Rashba of washing your hands in the morning. Eino ma'akev. Any b'di'evet becomes a l'chadchila when you have no choice. When you have no choice, it's not b'di'evet anymore. It's l'chadchila. Because Netila has a certain surah, so you should be makbid on that lechatchila. Lo kli. Rotsa lomar demahani af lahavir ruach ra. No. It helps. You don't need a kli to get rid of the ruach ra. Lochein emein lo kli sholem, but the leaked on the kli knuckles. Lochein mit plump, that's I think a pump. Af shein kan koach gavra. You can't dip your hands in water for ruach ra. You know, it's three times. It has to come onto your hand. What? Tvila doesn't help for ruach ra. No. The ruach ra of night or of sleeping, whenever it is davka three times of the tila. It's a special ruach ra, shavisa, whatever it's called, ben chorin. What?
From a tap also.
But yeah. If you don't need kli, the truth isn't. Yeah.
Then why do you say that?
Three times though. 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. Basically, they do that. What?
By the time they get to work, they haven't done it already.
1-1, 2-2, 3-3? What? It has to be, yeah, it has to be that way. What? No, the Mishnah Berurah said no. Okay. Netilas Yodayim Shachris Einoitlan Al Gabi Karka. This has to do with the Ruach Ra, where people walk. Elo Latoch Kli. Vafilo Al Gabi Kismim Osur, Mnesha Ruach Ra Shaira Alehem. Kli Vatoch Shaniach Shnei Kalim Arash Osur, Vechad Moli Vechad Reikon. So some say it's only that people shouldn't go on it, walk on it. Some people say it only works if it goes from one kli into another kli, and they start making a tumul about a sink. It's not a kli because it's mechubal karkas. It's not really a kli. Alright, but you should wash nekabasa by your bed anyway, so you're going from kli to kli, but you don't need a into a kli. That is a hakpada. Interesting. Into a kli, ela latoch kli mayim shalatila shadayim shachris ocher lehonos mayim. Again, this is because of the ruach ra business. Where it will run off and get absorbed, or we just do it down the sink. No del kli shel mayim biyad yamino. The mechaber says if yud, but nosno liat smolo. You're giving cover to the yamin. If you wash your kid's nagel basa, you should make sure you washed already. It doesn't work if you're doing it from someone who did not yet wash. If for whatever reason you didn't wash yet. Yeah, that will learn in Mitzvah Shembeli Neder Nichus Atilah Shadayim. Yud Beis, we'll learn one more sif. Yeah, im shich shich yadav l'toy chli shal mayim. He dipped it in. Also, like the tila l'kriyash mavel tefila. Oh, avalol l'ruach ra shaleiha. Im shich shich yadav b'gimel meimus mechulafim. Different water, it's flowing, let's say. Yesli histapikim also elabi ruach rosh alein. If you need dafka natila, or dipping is good enough. So for nikius, it's good enough for kriyashman tefila. The yuchal levarich anatila shadayin. That's a chiddush. Even though that's not a mice and natila. Damrinam bekiyor baruchatsumi menu, velo besocho, baba alma filo betocho. Becomes like dirty water. Now It doesn't mean davka mikli. It means iri onto yada. Because of a prima god, the levisa am tochad yada benar shalosh palim moibishelak hamona chalorat b'shloishim mekamis b'chulafim. I feel like the mani raklat tefila the yuchal avarich and atila shadayim. I will sotik and mani lavik ruachra. Do like being on lezeh iri mikli. Barzis chaim ulu b'sheisrat posku. The benar b'chem b'shelak uvime mikva mahani aflahavi ruachra. I feel like b'hem arboim saw. In three different places. By in Shemot Barzis Achayim. Aval, but not for the ruach ra. How can you illegal palm chains from the kli afilu acharat tefila? So where did he say? Where was that lashon in the Mishnah Berurah that you don't need a kli for the ruach ra? Ain't a ma'akev lo kli. Or salam de bahani aflaver ruach ra. Okay, I didn't remember that. That's a chiddush. Okay. Okay, so what we learned today, we'll stop here. We learned today about the ruach ra, not to touch, not to go, that you go into a kli. You don't need a revius, but the yevet. You don't need to be makbid on any of the halachas of the tilus adayim, lesuda, but the yevet. And there's this, okay, and then l'gabi ruach ra, maybe you do need to pour onto your hands rather than dip it in. Okay, good. Rav Isaac in Shir, 9:15. You going? What? I didn't know. It's nice to see you. Huh?